It's important to maintain a peaceful heart. Something that God speaks to me really often, and I need to hear it often, is stay relaxed in your soul. Even like our physical body. You know, you could, right now, you could say, I mean, let's just try it. Like, see, I don't know, maybe because you're here in the studio and you know you're likely to get on TV, you may, you know. And I could be the same way here because I'm preaching and this has got to be good and I got to pull it off and I got timing and everything is just like, so I could be like. And that is our temptation. But really, we can choose to relax. And I have found for me, I really need God's anointing, which is His presence and power in my life. The more we have of God's anointing, the easier everything is going to be and the more we're going to be able to enjoy it and the greater God can use us. So let's just say, for example, like whether it's what I'm doing today or if I'm doing a big conference somewhere, if I get all tense, God is not going to be able to flow through me like He could if I stayed relaxed. Because staying relaxed proves that we're trusting God to do what needs to be done rather than us trying to make it happen. I think as soon as we start trying to make something happen, we just tense up all over the place. And so it's important to learn how to relax, breathe, relax in your soul, relax in your body, and guard your heart. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that you're not going to have a fight on your hands. Because the Bible tells us in 1 Timothy that we are to fight the good fight of faith. And what that means is we have an enemy, Satan. He's going to come against us. The enemy roams about like a lion, roaring in fierce hunger, seeking whom he may seize upon and devour. And we're to resist him steadfast in faith. He's always going to try to get us upset about something. But listen to this. Everything that the enemy tries to do to us, Jesus has given us an antidote for that. So it's like Satan wants to poison our minds and poison our souls, but everything that comes against us, there's an answer in the Word of God for that. And so there's in the world, you will have tribulation. It's a promise. There's no point in praying you'll never have trouble because I can tell you that is a prayer that will not get answered. You can pray that God will help you navigate your trouble, that He'll give you wisdom in your trouble, that He'll guide you, that He'll show you what to do, but it's useless to pray that you'll never have any. And it doesn't matter how spiritual you become. Matter of fact, I might even just say that the more spiritual you become, the more you grow in God, the more the enemy is going to try to come against you to stop you, because you have to understand, if there's anything Satan despises, it's progress. Any kind of progress in our life, he's going to come against us. The thief only comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I came that you might have and enjoy your life. Well, we can't enjoy our life if we're worried all the time and stressed out. So you have to guard your heart, and that means you have to pay attention to what you're thinking. One of my biggest problems in life was I never thought about what I was thinking. And so for years and years and years, I mean, even something like the next time you feel depressed or discouraged, don't just talk about how you feel, but stop for a moment and ask yourself, what have I been thinking? And I can promise you that you cannot get discouraged without thinking thoughts that don't line up with the Word of God. You can maybe you're just under pressure and you kind of think, well, what's been in my mind? Well, maybe you're worrying too much about a mistake you made yesterday that now only God can fix. And so there's no point in being stressed out over something that you did that you can't undo. Even like, you know, my past and all the abuse that I went through and other people have gone through a lot of things like that. You know, we can spend our whole life wishing that wouldn't have happened. But the truth is you can't wish it away. It already did happen. You can't do anything about that now. But what you can do is learn from it. And you can be determined that you're still going to have a good life. But you will have to be careful about your thoughts. As a man thinks in his heart, so does he become. And I think I said this in another show, but I believe that the enemy, I don't know if it's because we're not fully awake early in the morning, or I don't know, maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm the only one that has this problem, but I have to be really careful about my thoughts when I first get up. Because it's almost like there's a little bidding war going on for who's going to have you for the day. And I think especially when you first wake up, you're a little tired. You're not fully awake. You got the whole day in front of you, and maybe a lot of things you're not really looking that forward to. And you know, if you got a few years on you, your body maybe is not wanting to cooperate with you so well. A few things are stiff. You don't feel real good just yet. And so, especially early in the morning, I want to encourage you to guard your heart. The Bible says, keep and guard your heart with all vigilance or diligence, and above all that you guard. So we are to guard what we let into us more than anything else in our life. If our physical heart is unhealthy, it affects many other areas of our body and life. And if our spiritual heart is unhealthy, it also affects pretty much every other area in your life. Now, one of my favorite scriptures is from John chapter 14. Also, you know, we started with John 14, 1. Don't let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. But then Jesus continues this point. And in John 14, 27, he says, peace I leave with you. My own peace I now give and bequeath unto you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. See, there's a type of peace that you can have if you function on the world system, where if everything's going the way you want it to, there's nothing to worry about. You're good. But he wants to give us a peace that functions in the middle of the storm. Amen? And, I mean, that's your inherited right. He said, this is what I bequeath to you. This is what I give to you. As a child of God, you have a right that's been purchased by the blood of Jesus to calm down, not have to worry, not have to try to figure everything out, no matter what is going on in your life. And I tell people frequently, and I think this is good to hear, when you have a problem, it's okay for you to go ahead and enjoy your life. I'm going to say that again. When you have a problem, See, for some reason, we think it just wouldn't be right. I mean, if you got a kid that's in trouble, you can't enjoy the day. You got to worry. You got to figure it out. You got to, you know, my goodness, if you've got a financial problem, you got to try to figure this out. I remember in our younger years when I first started studying the Word, my husband, of course, is not a worrier. He's calm about everything. And it actually would make me mad, because when you're upset, you want somebody to be upset with you. And so it seemed like every month we didn't have enough money to pay the bills. And I would be with the calculator and the bills, and, you know, I'd figure it all out, and sure enough we were short, and then I'd figure it all out again, and sure enough we were short. I don't know why we think if we count it again and again that something may change, but it's just more to just keep irritating us. And I can remember Dave would be playing with the kids and watching TV, and I would get so mad. It's like, you need to come out here and do something. I remember saying, you need to do something. He said, what do you want me to do? We tithe, we give, we're obedient to God to the best of our ability. We're doing the best we can. God will take care of it. And you know what? How many things have you worried about in the past that now you look back and God took care of it? And all of your worry and all your stress certainly didn't do any good, but it did do harm, because all it does is hurt you. Not as the world gives do I give unto you. Don't let your hearts be troubled. This is what I want you to see. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Neither let them be afraid. Stop allowing yourselves to be agitated and disturbed. And don't permit yourselves to be fearful, cowardly, and intimidated. So, wow, I'm getting four big instructions here right in a row. Don't let yourself. Stop allowing yourself. Don't permit yourself. Now, we can't do it on our own. I mean, I can tell you there's nothing that we can do simply by willpower alone. However, we do need to use our will. God has given us a free will, and it's up to us if we decide to worry or to trust God. And I do believe the longer that you're in a relationship with God, the more experience you have with God, the more you see Him bring deliverance into your life, the easier it becomes to not worry. It is more challenging for a young believer, especially one that has a lot of problems, because you're just learning about God. But boy, when you know God, there's a difference in learning about God and knowing God. No wonder the Apostle Paul prayed, "My determined purpose is to know Him and the power of His resurrection that lifts me out from among the dead even while I'm in the body." So Paul, this great apostle who wrote 2/3 of the New Testament, he's writing the Philippians and he's saying, this is more important to me than anything else, to know Him and to know that no matter what's going on in my life, He will deliver me from it.